I'm here with Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. Supporters of relabeling this hospital provider fee say it'll free up millions of dollars in the budget.
Yes. The idea is that right now the hospital provider fee, which brings in $550 million or more a year, counts against the revenues limited by the taxpayers' Bill of Rights cap. And by pulling it out and turning it into an enterprise fund, it will take it out from under the Tabor budget cap. We'll stop refunds that are scheduled to go back to voters of tax revenues over the next couple of years, and will allow full funding of transportation as envisioned in another bill that was passed in 2009, will allow more funding toward education. That's the general look from the supporters. However, the supporters are not doing well in convincing Senate President Bill Cadman that this is a legal and constitutional move to turn it into an enterprise fund.
But in an interesting twist, adding to the list of supporters is former Attorney General John Southers, who is now the mayor of Colorado Springs, who is a Republican, who says that there is a constitutional way to turn this into an enterprise and to avoid having to pay out Tabor refunds. One interesting thing that Southers said to me was, long term, forget next year's budget, long term, this is going to just gobble up our budget as Medicaid expenses continue to grow. That's not really an argument Democrats have made much, perhaps because they often look away from the cost of Medicaid expansion. But that is the crux of this, is that as the Medicaid expansion costs grow, so will this fee and the need to refund some money to taxpayers.
Ed, why do you think this has become so political? Megan's pointing out that not every Republican is opposed to this relabeling, but inside the state legislature, it has largely fallen along party lines.
I think when Bill Cadman came out in early January and said, look, this is unconstitutional, it violates Tabor, it kind of set him up on a plank that he couldn't walk back from unless somebody could come out and show definitively, no, this is not a Tabor violation. Well, in the last week and a half, we've seen two former legal counsels, one for a Republican governor, one for a Democratic governor, say, look, you can do this, this is legal. And Cadman just doubled down on, look, their opinion is bunk. I don't buy this. I'm not moving. So at this point, I think it becomes a test of how much do you want to support Tabor at a time when the Republican Party, as you can see from the presidential primary, is very polarized. And it takes on more than an argument about road funding. That's a separate argument. And other people are starting to think of other ways to get around this, almost giving up on the idea that we are going to see a hospital provider fee fix because there's such bearing in on the constitutionality of this move.
And do you think we're going to see any traction, or is it pretty much over at this point?
So if you can't get it through the Senate president, the other option is to take it to voters. But it is such a complicated issue. How do you start explaining to voters, well, there's this hospital provider fee? It's a hard sell.
And you've already seen people coming forward with other alternatives. Just recently, the Colorado Contractors Association came forward and said, we're preparing a ballot initiative this year that would hike the state sales tax for transportation funding because we don't think anything's going to get done in the legislature. You're going to see more of those ideas come up the more set in stone party leaders' opinions become.
Thanks. That was Ed Seelover with the Denver Business Journal and Megan Schrader with the Colorado Springs Gazette. I'm Benta Berkland at the State Capitol.